This is, dear friends, the great fact. In the desert, we are alone. The desert is in our hearts. It's not far away. So, let's go and meet with God. We have 40 days to live in it. 40 days, but we will have to bear 7 temptations at least. First temptation, looking for God everywhere except where He is expecting us. We are alone in front of God and we will remain alone. We would like to have more sensible consolations, more signs from God. We ask Him for relief. We want in His company, His manifestation. Dear friends, brethren, none of this will ever happen. God is going to keep silent. We won't hear Him. We won't see Him. Don't be impatient, angry, or rebellious. He is not absent. He is invisible. He is with us, but He wants to satisfy the thirst for our faithfulness, despite the tribulations of our lives. Learn to be alone, just you and Him. Love Him for Himself. Dear friends, second temptation, some words are never to be forgotten. We need to watch our words. We can kill with our tongue. In these questions, a cold answer, slander, distraction, lies, a betrayed secret. The tokens appear that we prefer to say too much rather than not enough. Do we know when it's time to speak honestly, when it's time to stand for truth, even if it means to be mocked or discriminated against? Remember that Jesus knew when to speak and when to remain silent. If you talk, don't talk from the sake of talking that be constructive. Third temptation, refusing to be true to ourselves, trying to be someone else. We don't know who you are, who we are. We don't know ourselves properly. We like to complain, to depreciate ourselves. I am not capable. I cannot do it. Or on the contrary, we are full of pride. We are not what we are not with ourselves. We know we don't pay attention to others. Depreciating or being in love with ourselves is the same. We don't love ourselves properly. We don't know how to love ourselves in truth as God who knows us fully and others fully God. We don't love ourselves in the truth just because we only think of ourselves. So during that, stop to look in the world, to focus just on ourselves. Let's take care of others. Love, serve God and others, and you will accept yourself. Number four, being satisfied with mediocrity. You are a good friend, a good father, a good mother, a good son, a good daughter, a good Christian. You are dedicated to your family, your friends, your church, your school, your charity. That's great. But is that all? Are you willing to become better? Are you willing to think of your spiritual progress? Most of the time, there is one thing missing. Fervor is the special mark of our love for Christ. If we never read the scriptures, or meditate on spiritual meanings, if we are happy to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, if we don't pray by ourselves, if we don't go to confession frequently, if we don't pray our daily rosary, say what you want, but you are not a friend. You are not a close friend of Jesus. So during that, let's become a firm friend of Jesus. Number five, the friends, being always faithful. You live inside yourself, you think of nothing. You are bored with important things that matter. Instead, you don't see another looking for compliments. You like to take advantage of people, to be followed, to receive what you never give. Therefore, your heart is running out. They say it's better to give than receive, but we are greedy. Greedy of our time, greedy of our friendship, greedy of our money, our confidence, and kind and encouraging words. Our soul is noisy, messy. Teach it how to love the sound of silence. Love and you will be loved. Seek the kingdom of God and build it in your heart. Time is precious and time flies. So if we don't give, we don't. We will simply end up with empty hands. Fix that vision perpetually. Postponing adoration. If you are old and nostalgic, you always talk about your past, your youth, your background, your battlefields, your experiences. If you are young, your only thought is about tomorrow. When you will change the world. Unfortunately, you don't think of God, of His plan for your partner in the present moment. God is calling and He wants you. His adoration cannot be kept waiting. Faith, even old and poor maintained, can It makes you be real and alive. To send love from those who are not. Love has to be real, present, provided, and true. If it's fed only memories and dreams, love is no longer. Collaboration has to be actual, real. If not, we will just remember God. When we received our first communion, when we were an adult boy, the seminary, when we were engaged, when we were just married, we can remember as well in our adoration, but we cannot experience His love anymore. To failure to adore is the biggest temptation. Three times, Satan suggested things to Jesus in today's gospel. Failure to adore properly wrecks our friendship with God, slowly but surely. It's not what we want. Of course, so the offense that us adore simply is not about feelings and emotions, it's not about good mood or bad mood, but about our conflict, humble, daily actions, prayers, thoughts of love. Whenever they go, I read out a prayer to God, even if it's a very short one. There is one more temptation, it's not the biggest, but it's the most persistent than one. Loving to do things just so. Our prayers are reduced, shortened. Our generosity is time. Our charity is calculated. And our duties are not well done. Our forgiveness might be given, but we remain resentful. Your friends will relent when you give. Let's give to God. What we forgive, let's forgive fully. When love, love truly. Commit your good works. Attention to detail is a sign of love. As you know, as we know, love is a famous secret ingredient of our actions. Completely love. So, dear friends, when these temptations arise, don't be surprised. Just be prepared, ready. Those who love know what pleasure means, what loveliness means, what anxiety means. Someday, it's difficult to be in the desert. We want to get up. Christian, be prepared for Lent. It's a desert. We will fight small and large spiritual combats amidst all this warfare. It's crucial that we will fight to be close to God. Jesus cannot be absent. He promised, "For without me, you get nothing in me."